Answers Magazine, Volume 14.2, page 49, Theological Ignorance in America. Lifeway Research has discovered a distressing lack of theological training among evangelicals in North America. Their 2018 survey found several examples of bad theology that contradict the Bible. This includes understanding Christ's role as the Creator, the impact of Adam's sin on the human race, and the way to return to God, only through the last Adam, Jesus. They also waffle on the existence of objective, unchanging truth. For instance, small sins don't deserve eternal damnation. 56% agree. Everyone sins a little, but most people are good by nature. 52% agree. As a result of Adam's fall, we are all hopeless sinners by nature. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, and chapter 8, verses 7 to 8. Just one sin precludes us from spending eternity in God's presence. James chapter 2, verse 10, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. Adam's disobedience, eating forbidden fruit, brought a curse on the earth and separated the entire human race from God. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21. Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. 78% agree. Jesus Christ is God and has always been God. He created all things and was not himself created. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. 51% agree, 42% disagree. The Creator, Jesus Christ, says that he is the only path to God, and we must worship him in truth, which God has supplied through his word. John chapter 4, verse 24, chapter 14, verse 6, and chapter 17, verse 17. Religious belief is a matter of personal opinion. It is not about objective truth, 32%. Jesus Christ taught that there is absolute truth, which comes from God through his word and through Christ. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, chapter 16, verse 13, and chapter 18, verse 37. See Romans chapter 3, verse 4, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. These errors, either directly or indirectly, are a sad result of the church's failure to embrace the clear, factual, historical record of God's creation of the universe in six literal days just 6,000 years ago, and the sin of the first two human beings, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Unless evangelicals teach the gospel clearly, based on factual history recorded in God's word, what hope do they have to spread the good news? The evangel that gives them their name, evangelical.